Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. So it's Friday, Fly Jams Friday, all the regular Friday features coming up. We'll also welcome Sarah Moshman to the show. She is the director of a new documentary called Losing Sight of Shore, which is now streaming on Netflix. You should check it out. We'll talk all about that after the news. All right, so it was interesting stuff happened on Thursday. Let's start with what happened last night. Now, annually, the Illinois Broadcast Association presents their Silver Dome Awards. They had the ceremony last night and the presentation last night. Andrea Darlis, they do it in Springfield. So Andrea Darlis went down. Now, last year, Vic, you went down and you won.
That's right, yep.
Yeah, what was it for?
It was best three-part miniseries or documentary in the Chicago market.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. So congratulations.
Thanks.
Dan, do we have a list of all the awards that GN won? Because I want to get them out there. But I do want to mention that we won an award last night, and a really big one, a really good one. We won Best Local Broadcast Team. We won the Silver Dome Award for Best Local Broadcast Team. And that, to me... For me, is the best one to win because you guys are the show, all four of us. And so so congratulations to Dan, congratulations to Vic, and congratulations to Esmeralda. We're a broadcast team, and we won. So I think that's pretty awesome.
It is indeed. The other winners, John Wideman and Troy Murray for Best Play-by-Play.
Of course.
Andrea Darlis for Best News Reporter. Dave Schwann for Best Radio Documentary, and Shanae and Jackie Paulus for Best Use of New Media.
Outstanding. So did and one station of the year.
WGN,
one station of the year, back-to-back stations of the year.
We won it the year I went down there.
Yeah, very, very cool. And that's really awesome. I want to thank the Illinois Broadcast Association for the award. And, you know, without Dan and Esmeralda and Vic, the show wouldn't be what it is. And I love working with you guys every morning. It's just great. And so you guys deserve it. So I'm just really thrilled. And thank you, Andrea, for accepting the award. I got three of these now.
Yeah, man. Congratulations.
The show's got three. I just heard, like, right before we took control of the show that Steve and Johnny's are missing. Well, one of mine is missing, I think. The one I got in 2008 for podcast, that's on my desk here at the station. The other one that we got for the videos for Best Use of Media, I don't know where that is. Do you know, Dan, do you know where that is?
Andy Herman has it.
You know, does Andy Herman have it? He wasn't working on the show.
It's on his and Maggie's mantle.
It's funny that the one that I won when he was my producer is here, but the one that I won as you with my producer is there. Okay. Anyway, congratulations to our team here, and that's a really nice and lovely honor, and we're really thrilled about it. And congratulations to the station for having such a great showing. The other thing that happened yesterday was pretty crazy. Yesterday, I guess it was in the morning. I'm not sure of exactly the time of this, but Norm MacDonald sent out this tweet. Norm MacDonald, congratulations, Nick DiGilio, on this year's WGN Walk of Fame. Great job, exclamation points. So I was like, all right, this is clearly like a joke. I love Norm MacDonald. He rules. I've never interviewed him. I've never had him on the show. I don't have any kind of connection to him other than being a huge fan. And all of a sudden this pops up, and I'm like, this has got to be fake. It's real. It's really his Twitter account. It's Norm MacDonald. And he tweeted, congratulations, Nick DiGilio, on this year's WGN Walk of Fame. Great job. How I still don't know how this happened. Unless somebody, broke into his account and decided to tweet something about me. I have no idea. I don't. Anyway, that's cool as hell.
Canadians are very, very big into your show, Nick.
But come on the show, Norm. What are you? I'm thrilled, and I'm honored, and it's so unbelievably cool that Norm MacDonald tweeted a congratulations to me. I think that's amazing. I want him to get him on the show, and he's got a new book out, so maybe that's a good excuse. He was just on Fallon the other night, killing it. So anyway, that was weird. That's kind of what I woke up to. I woke up in my. That weird sleep pattern I have. I woke up, I look on Twitter, and I look on my face, and I'm like, what the hell is this? What? So I get that, and then I go back to sleep for another nap. I wake up from that nap, and I our show won an award. I hope every day is like that. That's pretty cool. That's a good Thursday. It's a pretty good Thursday. So anyway,
tomorrow I'm going to tweet congratulations to you. It's going to be a huge letdown for you.
No. So anyway, that was my Thursday. That was pretty cool. Norm MacDonald tweeted a congratulations to me, and we won an award for the show. Not a bad way to start the weekend, I'll tell you. It's going to be hot on Saturday. Damn it. Ruining everything. So anyway, so thank you, Norm MacDonald. That's awesome. Please come on the show. All right. That's so weird. I still can't believe it. It's legit. It's like from his official Twitter. It's real. So, all right. Isn't that kind of unbelievable?
I'm trying to find any connection to Chicago in the sense that, like, why he would maybe listen because he used to live here for a while. But I can't find anything that would make the connection.
Other than he's Saturday Night Live alum and Nick, you know, you critique it all the time.
Yeah.
And talk about it all the time. Yeah, you know,
maybe that was it, because I do live Facebooking during the show, during Saturday Night Live. I don't know.
We had done a podcast in which when he took over as the colonel for Daryl Hammond and had talked about that and obviously praised him in that. That's the only podcast I found with his name in.
That's the only podcast that we've obviously talked about him on the air many, many times, and we've played that unbelievable clip where he's making fun of the Carrot Top movie. Chairman of the board when Courtney Thorne Smith was sitting right next to him.
Or when we played his roast where he used all 1950s jokes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, but like, he just kind of keeps it like, oh, he's bookmarked the...
It is odd, but it's cool as hell. I mean, it's really cool. So great stuff. We get an award and Norm MacDonald tweeted. Good Thursday, man. All right, it's Friday now, so let's get Norm MacDonald to tweet again. Okay, we got to take a break here. We got the news coming up, and then we're going to talk with filmmaker Sarah Moshman after the break.